This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something weird happened there. I thought we were going to fly an eagle, but the eagle evidently has landed. The eagle has landed. Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn.
I don't have it there either.
Todd Mitchell.
Said that, but there it is.
There's that eagle.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Ordinary place.
Telephone number is 855-200-1776. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. You can also text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. That's the best way to get it to us pronto. He's at 226-8503, 226-8503. The Be the Buffalo hotline again to leave your message and not have to wait, 855-200-1776. How about this? How about we have a MyPillow prize for a Be the Buffalo caller today? And if you're a 20-something, it'll be two MyPillow prizes. Just tell us you're 20 and you'll get it, because we love 20-somethings listening to the radio, because then we know the world's going to be just a little bit better. If 20-somethings are listening to actual debate about actual things that will affect their pocketbook for decades, right? What is the federal government spending money on? What is the state government spending money on? Wait a minute. Can I ask a question to Senator Kramer? Of course you can. That's 855-200-1776. Chris Super Producer Larson takes texts. 352-8661. And there's always Scott, who during the show gets about 10 seconds to look at his phone. So that's why I suggest you go to one of those two guys. But I'm at 367. 2054 texts only. Coming soon, one number where you can text all of us. Novel concept. By the way, congratulations to the University of Mary on being ranked the number one nursing program in the nation. They're crushing it. Second time in 3 years, the University of Mary nursing program. Standard of excellence recognition by the national benchmark Mountain Measurements. The diligent oversight and expertise of the university's nursing faculty is paying off big time in the graduates' test results. Listen to this. Every nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. That's 100% success rate. It means they're the number one nursing program in the nation. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Back with Senator Kevin Kramer. Did you have one more thing you want to say before we bring Bill Panos in?
Well, you know, we were going down the list of things that are covered here, and we didn't get through all of them, and hopefully we'll get to more of them. But one specific one I wanted to bring up is, the next one I was going to talk about was public transit. And the reason this is so important is because this is, I mentioned that we were able to carve roughly $9 billion out of it at the last minute. But more importantly, and Bill Panos will understand this, what Democrats wanted to do with this is they wanted to blow up the transit number. Of course, New York, California, you know, Chicago benefit a lot.
Blow up transit. Meaning they wanted way bigger.
They wanted it way bigger. And by making it way bigger, what they would do is they would set a new precedent for formula funding. Remember I said earlier that the tradition's been, maybe I didn't say this, but the tradition has been about 82.5% of the surface transportation money goes to traditional transportation, and about 17.5% goes to transit. They wanted to make that more like 75-25, which would have been not bad just for this package. And by the way, remember, transit has already gotten $69 billion in the last year from COVID relief dollars. The annual average is about $13 billion over the course of traditional funding. So transit's been taken care of, to say the least. So, we brought them back down to the formula, got it to $39 billion.
Now, my question is, how much of that transit could be used in North Dakota and for what? And then go back to the entire bill and what this means for North Dakota. We're going to bring in Bill Panos, who's the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, with Senator Kramer on the Infrastructure Town Talk Radio Town Hall today. And we want to thank our fine sponsors for making this happen. That includes the Strata Corporation, Olaf Anderson Construction, Associated General Contractors, Gowan Construction, Fisher Industries. Thank you. We appreciate you for making this possible today, because we took 2 hours and just blew up the radio show, seeing you blowing things up. Bill Panos, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott. How are you? It's great to be on with you and Senator Kramer.
You as well. So does North Dakota benefit from the transit pot in the infrastructure bill?
Yeah, a bit. But as the senator was pointing out before I got on, we were, as the process sort of developed with the bill, we were concerned about protecting the interests of rural states around the country, not just North Dakota. And the idea of protecting the formula was critical, a critical piece to that. The urban areas of the country are always putting pressure on Congress and on the federal process. To move money into urban areas and into transit and things like that. While out here, we benefit highly from the formula and making sure we have the basic money that we need for roads and bridges. And this bill is able to take that balance, move it forward. It looks good from our perspective.
Just got a text saying, I don't care how it's financed. The U.S. infrastructure is in terrible shape and needs fixing. If I've got to take out a loan to fix my roof, I won't like it. But it's necessary. I didn't want the roof to leak either, but here we are. Bill, how much of a leaky roof do we have in transportation in North Dakota?
We're working through a 10-year infrastructure, a strategy to basically maintain the infrastructure in North Dakota so that it can realize its design life. So all of the investments that have been made over the last few decades by the citizens of North Dakota and the state legislature and the federal government, we need to maintain that. We have a 10-year strategy to do that. That cost is about $2 billion to just maintain the assets that are here. This bill goes a long way to helping that.
So, Senator Kramer, what are you most excited about for North Dakota in this bill?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times, especially when you're the minority party, you're playing defense. So Bill has talked about, I've talked about, the maintaining, you know, the traditional formula, the funding formula for, rural states, for surface transportation, traditional uses, all that stuff. That's really big. The permitting reform, the one federal decision, permitting reform, that's what takes a 10-year project in some places, and not necessarily in North Dakota. But you'd be surprised at how long and how expensive permitting is. It takes a 10-year project and requires it to be done in 2 years. So that's a big cost savings. That means the money's going to go a lot further than it would have had we not been able to codify that Trump rule in this bill. So that's very big, I think, for North Dakota. Just the dollar amounts alone. I mean, there's $2.1 billion just for roads in this package for North Dakota that's authorized for North Dakota. There's $40 billion overall for, I mentioned, a strong emphasis on bridges. And North Dakota has something like 444 bridges that are in some need of repair and upgrade. Now, some of them are slight, some of them are more severe. Bill would know the details of
that.
Well,
Kevin said earlier, Bill, that, some bridges go back to when we took a horse and buggy over them, right? Not big, giant trucks and everything. And I talked to Michael Gowan last night. He said Walsh County has more bridges than any other county in the state, and they're 100 years, not all of them, but many of them are as old as 100 years old. So do we have a bridge problem here, or a need to upgrade our bridges? Is Bill right? Is Kevin right about that?
Kevin is right about that. So we have got about 2 years ago, we had the 42nd worst bridges in 47th worst bridges in the United States. Today it's 43rd worst bridges. So we're moving in the right direction, but we're not number one. And so the idea is to invest more in our bridges. You can imagine how important these bridges are to the counties like the one you just mentioned, to the agricultural areas throughout our state, to the energy producing areas throughout our state. Some of our bridges are older than 100 years old. We need to invest more in our bridges so that we can simply move around the state. And that's a lot of what this bill does as well.
And I would also argue we have listeners well into Minnesota. They saw a very tragic situation there with a high traffic bridge collapsing that had some construction on years ago. We forget about that, but it's also a safety issue. It's life or death in addition to like farm to market stuff. So I'm thrilled to hear that. I want to find out what's bad in it from your perspective, Senator Kramer, and how bill panels could turn that into some good, right? Like where could we actually use some transit where it would make sense, or where is because that's the amazing thing about these blue city bailouts, they have to distribute it to every state, even though we might not need some of it. So the flexibility that comes here and some things to take what they consider good and we consider bad into some win for North Dakota. I want to focus on that when we come back. Bill Panos is director. Join us as director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation for the run through on this infrastructure bill, along with Senator Kevin Kramer in his talk radio town hall today. More coming up.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation? You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And General Contractors, one of the region's premier design builders. If you have a building project, you want it done right the first time. Olaf Anderson ought to be your first call. Locally owned, over 100 years. over 100 years and been providing professional services to some of the largest building projects in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Olaf Anderson can quickly design and build your project from start to finish with quality, safety, and customer service as their top priority. Visit OlafAndersonAndSons.com. If you're hungry today, I know a spot. PetroServe USA. Taco macaroni and cheese is what Kevin's getting on the way home today. Todd Bismarck Mandan, how about a little chicken for you? Or the 4 for $4 special? Or the homemade cookies? Is it floating your boat?
I heard
they have Murder Hornet t-shirts too, like off your shoulder there behind you.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Is that the next thing we're going to get?
Hornets. We knew they were coming.
As if a drought isn't bad enough, right? And lambda, lambda, ding, dong, and delta, delta, delta variants. And the murder hornets can't be far behind, Kev, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think so. I'm wondering if Century changed their school name of the fighting murder hornets now. Or?
Right.
So, I thought, nope, I've got to get that. Whoever came up with that was fantastic. So
that's beautiful. It's beautiful. By the way, you can watch the Chrome Dome, kids. Kevin and I still have a little bit of hair. We got Bill on the phone today, but all of our feeds of the show are up on our Facebook pages and the social media everywhere, and frankspeech.com, too, if you want to find out more about that big cyber symposium coming out. Every member of Congress, every legislator, every secretary of state, every governor, every county auditor, you are. I got to bring my daughter to Arizona, but I'll be there for day one. But you and Alex, I think, should be there to cover the whole dang thing.
I want
to
go.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's not that far away. Kevin Cramer's already told us three of his staff members are going, and he's watching, which, by the way, members, anybody invited can watch online, too. They don't actually have to physically be there, but it's just a matter of a commitment to be there. But I know a caller earlier this week said, hey, I came up to Governor Burgum at this thing in Portland. He didn't know anything about it. Well, they do now. Everybody does now, so no excuses. Anyway, back to taco, macaroni, and cheese at PetroServe USA. That's what you got on the way home, Kev. But Todd is either got his choice of chicken, Bismarck or Mandan locations, or how about this, Todd? You ready? Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99.
Oh,
so you get not only the pizza, but the cheesy or the garlic bread for $5.99. Sloppy Joe's might be my flavor today. 12th Avenue North with those pulled pork sandwiches in Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Harwood always crushes it because they'll give you a choice of two Sloppy Joe's or two barbecue pulled pork sandwiches. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Bill, Kevin, sorry to make you hungry. I had to do it. It's my job. So here we go. 23 past the hour. Kevin, what's bad? What would you never vote for on a bill, on a bet, if it was standalone in this infrastructure bill?
Yeah, so like if I was king, these things wouldn't be in it. Let's just put it that way. Electric vehicle infrastructure, $7.5 billion for electric vehicle charging fuel grant program. So it's for deployment of electric vehicles, hydrogen, propane fueling stations, natural gas fueling infrastructure, and then there's another $7.5 billion for low carbon buses and ferries. Obviously, you know, buses and ferries, low carbon buses and ferries, not a high priority in North Dakota. So if I was king, or you know, if we had 75 Republican senators, that, you know, that probably wouldn't be in there. There's some other things like there's a resiliency, some resiliency dollars, power and grid dollars. Democrats are going to pitch that as good for green energy. I suppose it is. It's also good, however, for cybersecurity and traditional electricity. By the way, the one member of the administration I've talked to the most about this stuff has been Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy. Her and I have collaborated a couple of times in long, significant discussions about how to work some of these things like federal backstops and whatnot. I'll also tell you about the energy title. I've got two really big things in the energy title, and John Hoven worked really hard, obviously has for a long time, on carbon capture, utilization, and storage. So he was able to get some additional money for CCUS at DOE.
Yes,
in this
yes. That's infrastructure. That's infrastructure right there.
Absolutely.
And in North Dakota, in North Dakota, we can do things you can't do in other states.
She mentioned that just the other day, by the way. She talked about North Dakota's leadership on that. The other thing I got in there was the orphaned wells bill that Senator Lujan and I introduced, which is modeled after the North Dakota Back to your earlier example of Governor Burgum using CARES package dollars not to pay people not to work, but to pay people to go to work and stay working.
Senator Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday, 2 hours expanded today for the infrastructure town hall. Question for you, Bill, the stuff that Kevin said, look, there's a Democratic Senate and House and a Democratic president, so there's going to be stuff in a federal bill that we don't like, but I think you can put some lipstick on this pig when you talk about, some of the things he mentioned, electric vehicle infrastructure. In North Dakota, electric vehicles are coal-powered. We like them. It's more coal. So if we can get federal money for it, and they have to give it to Minnesota because they're giving it to North Dakota and everything else, same with buses and ferries. I think tourism, hydrogen. My gosh, Mitsubishi's thinking about coming here. How do we use these federal dollars and leverage it for good for North Dakota?
Yeah, we don't like to give back federal money if it's coming our way, and we try and come up with ways that are going to benefit the citizens of North Dakota, the economy of North Dakota, whether that be the energy economy, the agricultural economy, or our rural communities and people's ability to move around the state safely. We're going to try and utilize, or we are going to utilize, all the federal money that's coming to us. You know, for EVs, we only have a few hundred EVs here right now in North Dakota. I don't think we're the target for a lot of these investments. I think those are going to be in other areas, but to the extent that we can help the economy, help the, as you said, the hydrogen economy is going to grow here in our state, and things like carbon capture, things like the orphan wells, some of the things that Senator had brought up, if we can do things with this federal money to move those projects forward, that's exactly what we need to do.
Well, and I would say this. There's going to be a lot more people coming to Medora in the coming years because we're adding a piece of history, one of only like 15 of them in the world, in the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. Make that the place to stop on I-94 to recharge your EV vehicle and go in the library, right? I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Right, and we're going to be making significant investments in that area over the next few years. We're going to be keeping the Painted Canyon rest area open 24/7, 365. We're doing that now. We're going to be working with the Department of Interior and Parks the National Park Service to rebuild and redesign the entire rest area there, not to mention all of the roads and signage and other kinds of things to bring tourism into the Medora area to support Teddy Roosevelt.
I mean, put a ferry on the Missouri. Put one on Sakakawea, right? If they're getting ferries, let's get our ferries. I mean, it's a tourism thing. Texter says, and I want both of you to answer this very quickly, how do they know how much each project will cost, how much goes to bridges, to roads, et cetera? Bill, you're spending this money, so you answer first.
We have a federal program that we work with very closely with the United States Department of Transportation to identify all of the projects and why we're going to be spending the money for about 7 years out, and we update it every single year, and that's part of the work that we've been doing for decades and decades. We know exactly where we need the roads, for what reasons, where we need the bridge improvements, for what reasons. Also, we inspect roads and bridges every single year, so we keep tabs on how they're doing, and that's how we go about it.
Fascinating. Kevin, quick answer?
Well, remember, and they use an open bidding process, so that's the great thing about what DOT does, working with the private sector contractors, is you have price discovery, and you're bound to get the low price every time. But this is why we empower the state.
Hold that thought. He started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Questions and comments. We've weaved in a number of texts and emails. I'd like to get your calls on this as well. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. You can, of course, still text. And Senator Cramer, you have some votes coming up as well, so you start voting. And what's happening today with the actual votes in Congress? Let me unmute you. Here we go. Oh, we're all unmuting each other here.
There we go. There we go. Okay. I've noticed it's best if only one person does
it. Exactly right. Yeah.
We're just about to vote on, there are a couple of nominations from the administration. And if we aren't now, soon we'll be voting on the next procedural step on this infrastructure package. And so this is nerdy stuff, but what we passed the other day was called cloture on the motion to proceed. So it's not even the motion to proceed, it's just cloture on the motion, which starts a 30-hour clock. And at the end of that 30-hour clock, which is about where we are now, there'll be a motion to proceed to the measure. And then after that, there will be, you know, now they'll be negotiating an amendment package and a timeline. How open will the amendment process be? We're trying to keep it very open. Because remember, while I know a fair bit about what's in the bill because I've been part of a big chunk of it, we've taken the time to be diligent about it. A lot of members aren't on those committees, and now is their chance to take a look at things, look at pay-fors, look at the priorities, and then they'll come up with their own amendments. And that's what's so great about the deliberative process. It takes a long time to make sausage, but at the end you have a better, you have a better piece of sausage, hopefully. So anyway, it won't be till like Thursday or Friday of next week before the clock actually gets to the point where we can have a final passage.
All right.
So now it's just approving the bill.
We're going to go to calls that have been holding the entire time, which I appreciate their patience. And again, a reminder, we said at the beginning of the show, our morning shows have said it, the Be the Buffalo hotline is your way to not have to wait on hold, 855-200-1776. So I apologize to people that have been waiting a long time, but let's get to you for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bob, go. You're up.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Bob. If this is Bob, you go.
Okay. I'm busy tying leaders up here in Pick City to go fishing.
Anyways, my question.
What are you trying to do? Make us jealous or what? Come on.
It's bad enough that I have to listen to Scott's food commercials.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Can I tell you the other factor? I'm actually catching some fish. So anyway, we don't consider anything else fish but walleye. But anyways, I just wanted to know why do we pay for fixing Warren Buffett's railroads?
Well, you know, there might be some people somewhere wondering why North Dakota gets more transportation money than we put into the pot as well. So railroads, it's an important point. Remember that the railroads themselves started out as a government program, but they've since become very, very profitable. But there are programs, grant programs, other funding programs to make sure that they shore them up. In some cases, Bob, there might not be enough of a profit motive for a railroad to make an infrastructure investment that we think is important. There's also a lot of things like crossings that are they're public programs. States that have some jurisdiction over railroad crossings. Sometimes we need to close some, sometimes we need to add them. So I don't know all of the details of that, but a lot of it is designed for, again, gets back to ports and the movement of commerce in particular communities, setting up loading situations, loading docks, things like that. In some cases, there's a profit motive. In some cases, it needs a boost.
Bob, appreciate that call. Good luck fishing. Let us know how it goes. Let's go, Craig and Moorhead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Craig, go.
Yeah. Cameron Harris wants to get the Triangle Countries fixed to help our border problem. This morning I read on the news 50,000 in June came over from other than Triangle Countries and Mexico. And my question is, are we going to have 20 million come over? When are you guys going to do something to stop this insanity? Thank you.
Yeah, so when you say you guys, I presume you're talking about Congress, and of course we've introduced bills, we've co-sponsored bills, we've written letters, but we have a person in the White House that believes that we ought to be able to have 2 million illegal immigrants come across the border every single year. That was what he campaigned on, it's what he proclaims. The irony is he's shut off the Canadian border now and has no problem taking in illegal immigrants across our southern border, just walk across and don't even worry about whether they have COVID-19 or not. And yet you have to wear a mask in the United States Capitol on the outside, or Nancy Pelosi will have Capitol Police arrest you. Bobby, you're asking legitimate questions. The problem is that when it comes to immigration and policies at the border, as we've learned, both good and bad, the presidents have an awful lot of authority. So we'll keep pushing as hard as we can. We'd love to have some infrastructure. I'd love to have more wall funding in this infrastructure package. Obviously not a single Democrat.
But let's just play this out, Craig. If Republicans were successful in adding dollars for the border infrastructure security system in a government controlled currently by the Biden administration, what do you think the chances one penny that would be spent? They're canceling contract. They canceled Tommy Fisher, $3.9 billion contracts they're canceling, and they're leaving the steel sit while we watch people flooding into this country. They don't give a rip. So, I mean, even if they were successful in getting it in, do you actually think it would be built, Craig?
Yeah, well, one of the things, though, Craig, I think to the best that I can encourage you is one of the things I think Republicans in Congress have done a good job of, and that is bringing the media to the border to highlight the situation. Because as you know, this is why the president doesn't go to the border. This is why Kamala Harris sort of went one time after being cajoled for months and months. They don't want the general public or the mainstream media to see the crisis at the border. And I think we've been able to sound that alarm and at least get people aware of what's going on at the border. But you don't hear a lot about it from our mainstream media.
Sure. We're with you, Craig. We're with you 100%. Right? I mean, it's frustrating as all get out, but I don't think this is on Republicans, is what I'm saying. I think it's on Joe Biden.
One last thing.
Absolutely.
One last thing. We're supposed to mask up now. That's what they're leading to. I would wish every one of you Republicans on both House and Senate would march over to Nancy's house without a mask and put up a stand, because they're out to lock down our country and take over the next election. I can see the writing on the wall. It's pathetic.
Yeah, well, I don't know that all of us marching to Nancy's house without a mask does much of anything.
Go to her office. Go to her office and try it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think people want some visual.
Fun, but...
yeah, they want some, you know, again, this infrastructure bill is a good example. If I read conservative media and people listen to people I like Charlie Kirk and others, they're ripping you right now by name. And they haven't spent 10 minutes getting the details of this. That's partly on the Republican Party apparatus, isn't it?
Scott, a little bit, but please, you know, let's face it. These guys, and I like Charlie Kirk. I think he's a smart guy. As you know, every week I go on just about with Larry Kudlow, who ripped us for a long time. And yesterday when I was on with him, he learned a little more about the bill, and suddenly it's not as bad as he thought. And
but why is it got to be up to you? Why is it got to be up to you? Why? I mean,
here's the thing, though. But what do the Charlie Kirks in the world make their point about? They don't have any more information that it's bad, good, than it's bad, or that it's bad, than it's good. There are certain people whose audience wants you to leap to the negative. That's how ratings are grown. Driving wedges between conservatives is how conservative media has, you know, been very successful over the years, and it does a lot to ramp up the base. And I'm good with that because I like to come on these shows and explain myself. No, I think where you have a legitimate point is not enough Republicans do exactly what I'm doing right now. But what I did yesterday on Newsmax and Fox Business, Fox News, I'm going on CNN today, same message. It's hard work to talk about things and explain.
And your schedule's insane, so you're carving out a lot of time that I wish others would follow your lead. Let me keep going here. I did Nate in Fargo had a follow-up from last week or another question. Nate, you go ahead. You're next. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much. Good morning, Senator. I'd like to send my condolences to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow family, who lost an employee yesterday, America Thayer, who was beheaded in the streets of Shakopee yesterday.
Yeah, now no connection to the fact that she was a MyPillow employee. Sound like a domestic, sick, twisted deal, but you're right. They are all hurting from that right now. And meanwhile, Fox News won't run their ads. So, you know, it's every day is like a year in MyPillow world, no doubt about it. But thanks for that.
Yeah, and second, Senator, North Dakota has 4,300 bridges, and 10% of them are classified as structurally deficient. But one thing that North Dakota also receives is over $300 million every year to fix our roads and bridges. We're throwing around money in Congress like it's nothing. And I'm asking you to please stop because I can't afford it anymore. My kids, they can't afford it. And these bills are going to be given down to our grandchildren. We owe so much money. And we're spending so much money. What happens if, when we finally pass a $3 trillion bill, because I don't think the House will pass the current bill, what happens when they put that in place and we get in a war?
Yeah.
We are going to be so
broke. A lot of questions here, but go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, I like his point, especially ending with war, because remember, we do have some legitimate priorities that the federal government, by design, have authority over. One of them is to fight wars, right? Our national defense. So that's why last week on the Defense Authorization Act, we added $25 billion to the president's budget. But remember, that's all on the discretionary side. The other one is interstate commerce, and that's what infrastructure does. And so these are federal priorities that are legitimate. But Nate's concern is legitimate in this sense, too. The problem is the context. We borrowed $4 trillion last year on top of the $3 trillion that we went in debt on. This year they've already borrowed $2 trillion with no intention of ever paying for it. And so in that context, even the right things look difficult to do. I think we still have to do the right things that have, you know, the growth of the economy and the supply side and do them and defend the country.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the call very much.
Yeah, great points.
Sorry for the jackhammers, but we got our own infrastructure going on here. Dave in Carlstead, Mike in Manville, and Jim in Walhalla, you're next to go. We have an anonymous caller from Bismarck as well. We're going to take a break. Senator Kramer might be walking and talking on his way to vote here momentarily. So we want to thank our friends at the Strata Corporation, Associated General Contractors, Gowan Construction, along with Fisher Industries, Olaf Anderson Construction, for bringing you this Talk Radio Time. town hall on infrastructure today. It's a conversation that starts today, folks. It starts today because there is so much in here. We even scratched the surface on some of the 5G stuff, and I assume that's good. I don't know, but I'd like to know if that's considered the infrastructure, too. More on this when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Tonight, make sure you're watching Newsmax and Rob Schmidt's special series, The New Socialism. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and the fact that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are pushing for a radical agenda. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central. And remember, this weekend, tune into Newsmax Saturday night for Dick Morris, Rob Carson, Diamond and Silk, and a lot more. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi like you haven't seen. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems except Midco, which continues to ban Newsmax while keeping 11 liberal channels. If your operator like Midco doesn't carry it, call them, demand Newsmax, or remind them you can switch. Also find Newsmax free on most streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust. Newsmax. Get it. You'll love it. July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GMC.com, 2021 four-wheeler SUV of the year, Yukon AT4, a special type of versatility. Ultimately, its dynamic off-road features, boundless comfort, and classy styling help lead the Yukon to the prize. You can check that out at fourwheeler.com. You can shop, click, drive. Get it now with that lifetime warranty, too, at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Is infrastructure beyond power lines? Is it wind turbines? I don't know the answer to that question. I would imagine for the liberals in Congress, the answer would be yes. But, you know, wind energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. It is. That's just a fact. You can like it or not like it. And it's also paying a lot of money to landowners. That's also a fact. You look actually just 1 year, $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners. So there's 26 counties. There's 1,000 landowners. There's 3,400 employees in the wind energy world that are employees. For more information, ndforallenergy.org, ndforallenergy.org, one of our fine sponsors here today. I want to say something about a young lady who is being laid to rest today in Watford City, North Dakota. I did not know her. I know her father, and I know friends of hers. It's just a sad story that is repeated all too often in and around Watford City, and it is a cost of oil and gas development, and that is that there's a lot of trucks on the road, and whether it was this young girl's fault on a Sunday at 5 o'clock or the truckers, you just don't know because everybody had to see it, but 20-year-old Gracie Rose Johnsrud, bright shining light to all who knew her, passed away Sunday. I understand Father Shea was the first on the scene and helped get her out of the car, but it's just so sad. It just is. So I ask you to pray for the Johnsrud family. Great to know this little young lady was a prayer warrior and loved the Lord, so that gives you some comfort, but there's just no explaining it. You just can't wrap your mind around it. So we're thinking about them today. The funeral is happening at the Rough Rider Center in a few minutes here in Watford City. So send flowers. Do something, say something. Really appreciate it if you would. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Final minutes of the Talk Radio Town Hall and Infrastructure today. Dave in Carlstead, Minnesota. Love Carlstead. Dave, your question for Senator Cramer. Go.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, short of some time urgent national security emergency like war, spending is supposed to go through the committee structure, which is why hate that you and other Republicans are partaking in this infrastructure bill. All of you on principle should have said, no, we're not participating in this. We're going to vote against it. I don't know why you can't stick to the 40-year-old federal law that requires an annual budget and 12 annual appropriations bills and skip this.
I got it. I got it, Dave. Thank you. And I think what it is regular order he's asking for, and we should have it.
I've never had regular order in my 10 years in Congress or 9 years in Congress. So I agree with Dave. But I want one thing that's really important to clarify. These are authorization bills. These are not appropriations bills. There is an appropriations process that has to fund the money, but there's two pots in our system in the federal government, to Dave's point. There's a budget, which the president presents, and then we usually ignore, and Congress passes a budget sometimes, and then there's the appropriations process, but beyond that, there's the authorization process. And most of this bill has been authorized through a committee process. It's just that the additional stuff is within the same framework, but negotiated at a higher level, and Dave's
so that exactly right. that comes back to the pay for. That's why it's a different process. Is that right?
That's right. Even tax process is different than the appropriations process, different from the authorization process. For example, we're going to authorize $740 billion for defense next year. The appropriators still get another shot at each of those budgets and they appropriate, but that's what's authorized by the authorizer. So it is two separate things.
All right. A lot of questions left. I do got to ask you, because some of the texts and comments we're getting is on the drought situation. Does the Biden administration hate farmers? Is that now obvious that they couldn't give us even a week early when it's life or death for ranchers right now, a week early on the hay and grazing CRP situation?
Well, that's really frustrating to me because, you know, we sent a letter in early June to the Secretary Vilsack asking for relief on the hay piece of it, and we just got the letter, a response this week saying that it's too late to do any good. Well, it wasn't too late in earlier mid-June to do some good, and now he's telling us it's too late to do good. We also have legislation now to roll that back and change that, what he uses as a reason or an excuse to not allow that haying earlier because of that primary nesting season. I'm not so certain that he didn't have that flexibility, but that said, we've got legislation to try and fix that as well. But I don't buy it. I'm frustrated. I'm very frustrated, to say the least, as our ranchers are.
Mike in Manville for Senator Cramer. You got about a half a minute for your question, but go quick.
Senator Cramer, thank you. Sioux, a state of roughly 700,000 people, and Walsh County, North Dakota, only has about 10,000 people and 500 bridges, one of the most bridges of all of any capital in the state of North Dakota. How are the funds being appropriated?
So this is why this gets back to my 90-10 issue. 90% of all of the money from the Surface Transportation Fund goes to the state. It's then up to the state to distribute after that. They set the priorities. They work, of course, with counties. There's a downflow, right? States, counties, municipalities, the larger communities might have more direct access to some dollars, but it's basically the state DOT that then distributes beyond that. But this bill does a little extra just for bridges, because to your very point, the fact that, you know, earlier caller recognized about 440 bridges in North Dakota are in need of repair. Varying levels of repair are needed. So even with the existing traditional funding, it's not enough to get those.
But Mike, we did talk earlier to Bill Panos, DOT director, about that very thing, and he even brought up Walsh County. So it's on the radar.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.